again. You look different. I mean, good different. Did you cut your hair?
No, I washed it. After a week in the hospital like that, my hair developed a permanent ledge in the back there.
I got the cutest present for Darlene's baby. You know how a new outfit always makes a girl feel better.
Oh, it's so cute. Look at that. Oh, my God, that is so cute that it's almost worth me dropping 200 pounds to fit into it.
Well, Fred's got Andy tonight, so you want me to go to the hospital with you?
No, I want everybody to have a night off. I send Darlene and David out for dinner, because I told them, go ahead and enjoy it. This is one of the last times you'll ever go to dinner without a cup of crayon sitting on the table.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Everybody's been under a lot of stress lately.
So I just want everybody to go out and have fun.
Fun. Yeah, jeez. What did I used to do for fun? I came here.
Well, hey, if you're feeling desperate, you can go down to Chuck E. Cheese with Dan and Jerry. You know, I find you're never too old to dive headfirst into a room full of plastic balls.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Any word on how soon the baby comes home?
No, the doctors say she's doing fine, but it could still be a whole other month.
That's got to be rough on you. You got to wait 4 whole weeks now to spoil her rotten.
Jackie, I really don't plan on being one of those grandmothers whose entire life is about her grandchildren.
Roseanne, open up the coat.
What?
Just open up the coat. Now hand me the bag.
No.
Hand me the bag. Hand me the bag.
How did that get in there?
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've learned while waiting for my turn, it's that in each lifetime a rain falls, but you also get some sun. And we'll make our better than okay. Hear what I say.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm ironing my shirt. Now all of us pick out our clothes by sniffing them.
No, idiot. You don't want to spray so close to the shirt. You want to mist it, not soak it.
How do you use so much about ironing?
Hey, what do you call me, a girl? Look. Let me do that for you, okay? So what are you doing tonight, man? I got an extra ticket to championship wrestling. You know, Becky thinks it's stupid, but... You know, do you, partner?
Sorry, partner. I got plans with Heather.
Oh, a little wrestling match of your own, huh?
No, we're going to go see Return of the Jedi.
Oh, then you're going to need this.
I already have a wallet.
No. A love glove. A raincoat. An envelope for the night security deposit box.
You mean a condom?
Well, yeah, if you want to get technical.
Look, we're not at that stage in our relationship.
DJ, you're a guy. You're always at that stage in your relationship. Let's just hope the force is with you.
Hello, you two, come right on in.
Oh, it is fantastic.
What did you bring us?
A bag of Kenyan Sumatra beans and a flourless chocolate cake. To die.
I just love you, boys. You have such a flair.
Well, you know, Bev, we must admit we are more than a little curious to meet your new special friend.
Yes.
Oh, Joyce is dying to meet you, too.
I can't wait to see what she picked up.
She's probably some big butch. Let's face it, Bev's only been with men up until now.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Look at me.
Oh, stop. So where is Joyce?
Oh, she'll be out in a minute. She's just putting on some lipstick. Joyce, get your hot little patootie out here.
Oh. seat belts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Oh, my God, Leon, look! Look, oh it's a hole!
God, I don't believe it! It's her!
Oh, yes, Joyce. Joyce, the velvet voice from the rotating lounge on top of the Holiday Inn.
Bev, why didn't you tell us that you were seeing Lamford's most fabulous chanteuse?
Oh, yeah. Then you've seen my show.
Oh, are you kidding? We adore you.
Darling, I can't count the times we have gone to the windows on Lamford Lounge, high atop the fourth floor of the fantastic Holiday Inn, and watched you literally tear the roof off the place.
And the way you do send in the clowns.
Oh,
honey, I have not been able to go back to the circus.
And the finale, when you do the wind beneath thy wings, oh, and they turn the fans on you.
Oh. And your arms go up and you've got those little sequined wings sewn into your sleeves. Well, that is when the waterworks open for me, darling.
Oh, yes.
It is genius. It is just genius.
You are so nice. Oh. Bev, they're not catty at all.
Boys, the Lanford Armory, the greatest place to see wrestling or what? I forgot the rodeo was here last week.
I got a gut full of nachos and a giant foam finger. I am ready to rumble!
I think tonight's going to be my night, Jackie. I can't wait to get into that ring.
You can do that?
Yeah, sure. What you do, you fill out a card and they pick a different audience member every week. Not to worry, I fill that one for you.
Sounds dangerous.
No. Maybe for some guys, but check out these guns.
Yeah, right. You got to be a little bit afraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the fabulous ladies of wrestling. Our first match of the evening, entering the ring, three-time Tri-State Federation champion, straight from her appearance on Sally, Jesse Raphael. She's ripped, rock hard, and ready for action. Cincinnati Patty DeNarco. And her opponent, 1 in 13 states for illegal moves, both in and out of the ring. A terrifying display of feminine.
That's a homeless guy.
How many dogs did he have to kill to make that outfit?
Do people have lives?
Apparently not. Do you want your lightsaber?
Yeah.
Careful, DJ, that's not a toy.
The movie starts in like 10 minutes. We're gonna have nosebleed seats. All right, 2 for Return of the Jedi?
Sorry, sold out.
Oh, no.
We have plenty of seats available for Beautician and the Beast.
Crap. What do I do now?
Well, we can rent this movie, and your mom's not home.
Oh, with the trumpet player? Uh-huh.
Well, of course, they can hold their breath forever.
Well, that's right. So then what happened?
Well, I just told her that if she was going to carry on like that with the band, no way we were going to live together.
I just cannot believe it. You and Edie Gourmet were roommates.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh. Tell them about the time you and Mitzi Gaynor got into a fist fight at the South Pacific Callback. Oh.
Mitzi Gaynor dish! New times! Every juicy bit, everything.
Well, I would, but I've just won another hand.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, Joyce, you are a lucky woman.
Oh, you can say that again, Billy.
Scotty, how cute are they?
Bev, we've got to hand it to you. Joyce is really something. A great singer, divine card player, and a mouth like a sailor. Ooh, if only I were a woman.
But you're not.
No.
Listen, I'm not against giving you boys a chance to win a game or two. Why don't we play something else? Your choice.
Oh, Joyce, you are going to live to regret those words.
What am I missing?
Oh, nothing at all. Just that Leon and I were Fire Island Canasta champions 1985.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Then how's about we make things a little more interesting?
All right, anything but strip poker. I haven't waxed.
What do you say we raise the stakes?
Oh, well, he's raised the stakes.
Oh, we are. So, Joyce, have you met Roseanne yet?
Is she out of her coma?
Who wants coffee?
This is so stupid.
What?
I mean, this whole thing with Princess Leia and Han Solo. I mean, they obviously want each other, but they don't even do anything about it.
Yeah, well, she's not exactly sending him any signals or anything.
That's why it's so lame. I mean, here they are, these two total outcasts. They have no one in the world except each other, and they're playing these stupid junior high games. I mean, I just don't buy it.
Maybe he's just waiting for her to do something first.
Think about it. Let's say if there was this really hot girl, and you really liked her. And you know that she liked you back, plus the fact that you could die any second. Wouldn't you just want to push the Wookiee out the console and do it? Right there. They had the perfect chance and did nothing. I just think that...
And pull your lungs out through your shoulders, you little stain!
Now you got her all riled up!
God, it'll throw her off her game. I hate her. Hey, I can smell your breath from here.
Attention to Mark Healy, Mr. Mark Healy.
This is beautiful. Hey, prepare to die, you bag.
Telephone call. Please pick up the courtesy phone. Mr. Mark Healy, you have a telephone call.
Damn. Nothing's wrong at the hospital.
Oh, who's calling, baby? Your mama.
Yeah, this is Mark Healy. It's DJ.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, what's up, DJ? This better be good, because if they call my name here and I miss it, you're dead meat.
You still have that condom?
I can't hear you. What?
What is it? What?
What? I said, you still have that Do you have that glove,
He's looking for his gloves.
Oh, I get that. It's worse when you just lose one.
DJ, I have no idea where your gloves are. Why don't you try the whole closet? Oh, wait a minute. The glove? Well, yeah, it's in my wallet. Wait a minute. Well, there's another package in Papa Bear's den.
What are you talking about?
Your dad's sock drawer, Papa Bear's den.
How do you know there's one there?
Well, everybody knows that's where bears stash them, man. That's where me and Goldilocks used to find them all the time. All right, no problem, baby bear. Later.
You're sure that everything's okay?
Yeah, DJ just wanted a condom.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's lucky audience winner is Jackie Harris! Are you ready to wrestle?
Boys, read them and weep.
Oh, no. Where in the world did you learn to play cards like that?
Oh, darling, please. All those years I spent in Reno. I mean, after the show is over, there is nothing to do but play cards or hit the buffets.
Well, you must give us a chance to win some of our money back.
What do you have in mind?
No, no more cards, please. I'm going to be seeing queens in my sleep.
Well, now you sound like my Scotty.
Oh, will you be quiet? You have quite a cheeky attitude.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. I have an idea, boys. How about we have a show tune trivia challenge?
Yes, here.
Sounds like fun. Who goes first?
No, me. No, Leon. Leon's
wonderful.
Leon,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, help me, honey.
Oh, the night music.
Yes, good. Oh, what tune was cut from A Little Night Music?
Out of Town Tryouts or Broadway?
Hello. Damn, Ma'am, she is good.
Anyone for martinis?
Great idea, Bev. I will make them. Scotty, are you having?
I thought you'd never ask, and you're only having one tonight, mister.
Mr. Stick in the Mud. How about you, Joycey?
You know what I'd love? A big, fat bourbon.
Oh, you go, girl. How do you like it?
I like my whiskey like I like my women. Smooth-bodied and well-aged.
Sock drawer, sock drawer. Which one's the sock drawer? Ooh, I'm not thinking about my parents having sex. I'm not thinking about my parents having sex. Ho-ho. 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 TV Guide 40th Anniversary Issue. It's a special collector's edition? Hey, my old water gun. So that's where he put it. Dad has his own TV remote in here? What is that? Oh. To my dearest Dan, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar. Julie Newmar.
Ever since... No, wait a minute. That's too low. Wait. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a man, woman, looking for the man who got away. Have a fabulous
Doc, honey, you should hear him sing Don't Rain on My Parade.
Scott, please.
Honey, you can come to the club and sing anytime.
No. You are the diva. I'm an amateur. I'm
there
just
is
an amateur.
One star when you're on stage.
Oh, that's it. You're it, sweetie.
Who wants another martini?
All right, well, listen, people. Joyce may be the singer of the... Leon, I told you, 3 is your limit tonight. You remember what happened at the YMCA fundraiser?
Everyone was taking something off.
But we haven't been allowed back in the Olympic pool since.
I hate that place. I hate that place anyway. That's where that man was so cruel.
Joyce may be the singer. My hat's off to you.
Thank you.
But can she dance?
Oh, no.
Da-da.
Come on.
Come on, get in here, 2 feet. Da-da.
We should have a group.
Wonderful idea.
We could call ourselves Four Girls Four.
That's girls with a Z.
Killer Jackie, give her the eye gouge.
Something wrong?
What?
Well, I mean, you just keep on getting up and leaving me here. Are you trying to tell me something?
No, I was just, you know...
DJ, just so you know, like for future reference, I have some condoms in my backpack.
You do?
Yeah, my mom makes me carry them around. She says it makes her feel protected.
So you ever use them?
No, I was actually kind of saving them, you know, for something special.
That's a good idea. I mean, some things ought to be special.
Yeah. So if you and I ever decide to use them, I guess we'll be prepared. So you won't have to go calling Mark or looking through your dad's drawers.
It's good, because there's nothing but ho-hos in there anyway.
DJ... You're not upset we didn't do anything tonight, are you?
No, actually, I'm kind of relieved.
Me too. It's getting late.
I'll walk you home.
No, that's okay. I got my bike.
Okay, well, call me as soon as you get there so I know you're okay.
We thought those professional wrestling matches were fake.
Well, yeah, that's true for the guys like Rowdy Roddy Piper. But when we women fight, it's for real.
Yeah, well, I guess I know that now.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry you didn't get a crack at me.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, if this stuff is real, I can see why you wouldn't want to wrestle a guy anyway.
Oh, yeah? Let's go.
I wouldn't do that if I was you. You know, I carry most of my strength in my forearms.
I got $50,000 on the Black Widow.
All right, Popeye, let's go.
Okay.
Now, don't hold back because I'm a woman.
Oh, okay.
All right, you got me, buddy.
Chicks. You get that for me, would you, DJ?
I'd like to apologize for my family. I'm sure every idiot who meets you wants to see if they can take you.
Hey, oh my God, Black Widow! I saw you on TV. Get up, Mark. I've always wanted to do that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Go.